Virtual school is challenging. So is virtual tutoring. Ramiro Lobo tries to coax his students into another round on their laptops.
I might ask them to like choose a song that they like. We might have like a supposed dance party, but sometimes the kids don't like turning on their camera. So I'm just like being silly for them. And I feel like that will like lighten the mood a little bit.
Mr. Lobo works with high school students in Oakland, California, through an organization called Refugee and Immigrant Transitions. It's not just help with algebra. His students have bigger challenges. Many have just arrived to the U.S. from Afghanistan, Ethiopia, El Salvador, Honduras.
The language barrier is definitely the biggest challenge that students have been facing after going online and even in person, right? When they're completing homework, right, most of the directions are in English, or if they try to look up like a resource related to their homework, a lot of the things that they'll find are in English. And I know that talking like with my students, that kind of leads to a lack of engagement. First, they can't understand the language of the assignment. They're not exactly sure what they need to do or what it might be asking them. And then the concepts on the assignment might be difficult themselves. Another like thing they're having to learn is how to navigate all these different applications and platforms. We like walk them through their Google Classroom, how to add all their different classes that they have, how to find the different assignments, how to practice like writing emails, how to navigate a computer in general if students aren't familiar with that.
Andrew Merrill Lobo's also seen how much his students have missed being with each other.
A lot of times when they come here, right, they don't necessarily have a family member or someone that they're really close to. Sometimes they're living with like distant family members. So I know like a lot of students have expressed that they have been feeling like isolated during the quarantine. And that is like a big reason why I always try to begin my session with making that point of connection and just really not just like focusing on the work and like what we need to get done, but just making sure that they're seen as a person and just know that I am here for them to like connect with. And I think for me, it has changed my goals because I've had the opportunity to kind of support students on providing them like low access internet and providing relief funds to them and just working in a more holistic aspect. And I think that has made me consider like potentially looking into like school counseling or potentially like being a school social worker or working in like case management in some capacity with students that help serve all the needs that they have outside of the classroom as well. I think a lot of times it gets overlooked that many of the students that I work with, they've come here, you know, alone to like a new country, are learning a new language, are trying to learn all these new concepts in their classes, are trying to navigate technology, are trying to get a job to support themselves and also to support their families who might be back home. Right, so I wish people just understood like how hard they work and just how amazing they are as people and as members of our community and just how brave and strong they are through all of that.
Ramiro Lobo of Oakland, California.